Dear. So I'm actually walking in the road, because if I walk on the path, I will probably slip and break my neck, which a few of you would probably be cool, but I'm not too keen on doing that today. So I just wanted to do a little quick post about the Google Nexus One. I'm sick to the back teeth of hearing about the fucking Google Nexus One. Excuse my French. But it's just typical of this world we live in these days, this rapid development of like ego stroking, you know, our device is better than your device and this is going to do this. And yet we're knocking these things out at a rate of knots and not really thinking about the sort of knock-on effects of this stuff. I watched a video on Seismic yesterday of Kevin Spadell ringing up his provider, trying to get hold of the Google Nexus One because he wants to have it on, you know, he just wants to have it, basically. I don't know if he needs it. I don't know if it's because it's new and latest, and that's pretty much how the world works these days, especially America. You know, a bit of spin, a bit of buzz, a bit of PR bollocks. This is faster. You give it a stupid name like Snapdragon and everybody wets their pants and thinks, yay, I've got a supercomputer in my hand. Where's it all going to, you know? Is it going to this little mobile device with a big red button on it that says nuke your next door neighbour? You know, it's like functionality for function's sake. Now, I understand the requirement for a fast mobile phone to fully take something like Android, the open source thing, but is it really to be open source? Is it really to show that they can build this thing and be open source and have loads of things to it? Or is it just an ego thing? Is it just for us to say, we're Google and we made this open source thing and we're awesome and we're just going to take over this complete sector and, you know, the whole world is going to be run on Google? I'm just not convinced that rapidly developing stuff like this and the knock-on effects of it not being right. You know, people are just going off the spec sheets and retweeting and reblogging that this has got this and it's got this chip and it does this. Until you got one in your hands and working on it, you can't say what's good or what's bad. Has social media decayed into just this media spin of, you know, certain keywords and one-upping the previous version? I know for a fact that the iPhone screen is light years ahead, I think, of any touchscreen technology that I've seen on any other phone. And I absolutely hate the resistive screens where you have to press and then push. I think that's not a touchscreen to me, not compared to what the iPhone is. And there's all these other people trying to compete against it and they can't. I don't know. I just hate the fact that people don't understand that you are paying for the development cycle of these products by like jumping straight away on the media spin of something being cool and people getting excited about it, and you wanted to be elite and stand out from the rest by having something that somebody else hasn't got, and then finding out that it's actually a piece of crud. You're helping these people develop this stuff experimentally. You know, they've probably got CPUs, mobile phones on the benches that run at 2 or 3 times faster than what they do now and the ones that you get in your hand. But they don't release them because we're paying for development of the experiments. It's all experimentation, people. Get a fucking grip. Stop talking about Google fracking Nexus. The only Nexus I can think of that was any good was in Star Wars or Star Trek. Can't remember which one. Anyway, babble over. God, it's cold.